Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet about their credibility. And today's guest is Ann Benioff, who is an internationally recognized consultant and trainer. She focuses on engagement-centered learning and emphasizes the power of adding caffeine to presentation design so that audience members are awake, alert, and learning. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me today. This is fantastic.
My pleasure to be here.
So what is your CPOP, your customer point of pain?
Most employees admit to multitasking during trainings, virtual webinar sessions, a variety of learning environments, and that results in lost learning opportunities, lost money, lost time for companies.
You know, I actually don't know anyone who, sometimes when you're in person, but certainly when you're looking online, I don't know anyone who doesn't multitask. Tell me more about what you, obviously a huge problem. Tell me more about what you do.
Well, I work with companies, organizations, nonprofit, and businesses all over the country and global companies as well on trying to change their practices as presenters when they're in virtual sessions so that it's very interactive rather than just a talking head. I coach them, I model for them on how they can weave in very simple, practical strategies that get people interacting in a much more engaging way so that they're paying attention. They don't want to walk off and do something else because they're enjoying the seminar and they're learning and highly engaged.
I even like how you talk resonates with your website name, Caffeinated Learning. It's very cool. Nicely done. So it's really going into the trainers and presenters and helping them create an environment that's just more engaging, more focused, more hard, let's just say less, much more difficult to then multitask.
Right. So imagine a really effective presentation that you've been to where the speaker has you talking to each other and doing activities, maybe small competitions, playing games, doing some interesting ways of reviewing information so that you remember it. Then take all of those activities and figure out how to transfer them into the virtual world so that you can still have those interactions and fun and not be bored so that you go off and multitask. But everything I do has a learning research background to it as well. So I'm helping people to translate what does the research say about how we obtain or grab attention and then sustain it as we go along. What does the research say about activating prior knowledge, making connections, how memory works most effectively, all of those things, but putting them into some interactive strategies.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, I'm definitely with you. I was in a Zoom meeting and we actually broke into breakout rooms. I thought, man, that's really cool. It makes a lot of sense.
Right. And you don't even have to do that. So if you don't have the technology for that, you can still do very simple things even without breakout rooms, which is good for people who get a little nervous about using breakout rooms or, you know, they're intimidated by the technology. There's just some really simple things that they can do.
Got it. Makes sense. What gives you the credibility to do what you do?
Well, I've been in teaching my whole life. Even as a kid, I loved teaching. I've taught in public education at the university level. And I, at this point, have probably, gosh, I usually present to over 5,000, somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people every year. And so I've got lots and lots of practice behind me, as well as a degree, a master's degree in instruction and training design. And I've written several books on the topic, caffeinated learning and caffeinated training design. I've written lots of articles for training magazines and topics along those, writing blog posts, etc. So lots and lots of practice at actually doing what I'm talking about.
I got it. And some of that relates to that next question is, how do you get the word out? How do you get your brand out? Obviously, books and writing articles. What else do you do? Speaking.
Yes. I think that it's when people see me actually modeling what I'm talking about, you know, walking the talk, as they say. So I do a lot of presenting at large national conferences, such as the Association for Talent Development, which is one of the largest organizations related to training and talent development topics. And so people come, you know, I might have 600 or 800 people in the room. And once they see me actually modeling the strategies with the energy that I have in front of an audience, then they usually transfer right into being interested in being clients of mine. Or they'll sign up for my blog, which I write about once a month. I put out some really great free content for people who are doing training so that they've got lots and lots of ideas. And so people that are watching that and getting ideas, then they believe that, yes, this is the person to bring in because she's always sharing such really practical, easy to implement strategies.
I like it. So if you're responsible for training, whether it's large corporation or even a small company, and you need to make sure that you're figuring out how the employees are not multitasking, how they're getting it and taking advantage of the content that they really should be learning because it empowers the organization to be more successful, you're going to want to reach out to Ann Benninghoff. And how best do people reach out to you?
Well, probably through my website, which is caffeinatedlearning.com. And then I have my email associated with that, Anne with an E, A-N-N-E, at caffeinatedlearning.com. But if you do it through the website, you'll get a chance to see some of the great strategies and ideas that I share.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, well, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And for those joining us, hey, please click the like button. Subscribe to our channel, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.